From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres called on the U.S. today to make Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat live up to his promise of a ceasefire. Peres is meeting U.S. officials in Washington today and tomorrow amid a pronounced chill in U.S.-Israeli relations. Today, U.S. officials demanded that Israeli forces withdraw immediately from Palestinian-controlled areas of the West Bank. Israel reoccupied six Palestinian cities after Palestinian gunmen murdered an Israeli cabinet member last week. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
State Department spokesman Philip Reeker says U.S. officials have made their concern about the deteriorating situation very clear. Reeker says the U.S. has told Yasser Arafat he must arrest those responsible for the death of the Israeli cabinet minister. And, says Reeker, the U.S. has told Israel its incursions into Palestinian areas have contributed significantly to escalating tension and violence.
Israeli Defense Forces should be withdrawn immediately from all Palestinian-controlled areas, and no further such incursions should be made. We deeply regret and deplore Israeli Defense Force actions that have killed numerous Palestinian civilians over the weekend. The deaths of those innocent civilians under the circumstances reported in recent days are unacceptable, and we call upon Israel to ensure that its armed forces exercise greater discipline and restraint.
At a news conference today in Washington, Foreign Minister Peres said that Israel appreciates the urgency of the U.S. effort to build a coalition against terrorism.
The United States feels that in order to organize the proper coalition, they need tranquility in the Middle East as much as we can. And we understand it. The problem is how to do it. And the only way to do it is to deliver a serious message to Arafat that he has to do what he promised to do.
An Israeli embassy official says that Peres is telling the Bush administration that if Washington can get Arafat to arrest 10 to 15 people believed most responsible for terrorism against Israelis and stop suicide attacks, then Israel will employ what the official described as creative diplomacy to try to reduce tension and move toward negotiations. State Department officials say that U.S. policy on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has not changed since the September 11th terror attacks on the United States. But Israel clearly worries that it has. Prime Minister Sharon recently warned the U.S. not to sacrifice Israel to appease Arab states in the campaign against terrorism. Jordan's ambassador to Washington, Marwan Washer, says U.S. policies may not have changed, but its priorities have. And its first concern now, he says, is terrorism.
For the first time in many years, this concern maybe will be more important than any other concern in the U.S., including Israel's interests, whereas maybe the United States before September 11 has been mad at the Palestinians. I think post-September 11, the United States is mad at both the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Ambassador Mwasher says the U.S. obviously has decided it can no longer afford to allow either side to perpetuate a conflict that threatens American interests. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.